Usually they measure green areas in the policies and regulations by area. So the more area of green space is the better neighborhood and greener neighborhood. But without that, maybe the quality of the green spaces are much more important in terms of, are they accessible? Are they inclusive areas? Like, can people or residents can take the ownership of the area, or people actually use those space as green areas? So this is really important. And we came up with a set of other themes around environmentally friendly neighborhoods, like greener neighborhoods, in terms of housing qualities, more eco-friendly housing, and which is also related to the affordability concept. We set up a lot of ambitions about more affordable housing for people, but by not using new technologies and not making good quality of housing, we actually don't make them affordable for people who in the long run they pay the bills for the energies and everything in these kind of housing. So having a more like a life cycle cost view to this affordability. And also we talked about community gardens and how they can encourage the sense of staying at home and within the neighborhood, so spending more time with your within your area, and also about the, we talked about transport, food production, and water urbanism, like strategies to make more sustainable communities.